This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Bob Smith. I am a mentor in residence at George Washington University, as well as an entrepreneur in residence at George Mason University. I guess you could call me a serial entrepreneur. I've been in 12 startups in a capacity, either a CEO, a strategist, or biz dev. And I have also been a VC and an angel investor. And I currently run a program for the state of Virginia called the Innovation Commercialization Assistance Program out of George Mason University. And we help startups all around the state of Virginia to take their first steps on to developing a business model.
Bob, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, I'll use the George Washington example in this case, and I'm part of the mentor in residence group is tasked with essentially being available for any current students or alumni or actually even people walking off the street that want to get access to somebody with experience in the startup world, experience in the business world, to help them evaluate startups they're thinking about doing. Also, at the GW case, we are sort of an essential element of their new venture competition held every year. And in that regard, we help students with not only shaping their idea, but also presenting their idea. So we'll get involved in things like how they do their presentations for the judges.
Bob, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, one of them is getting enough people to come see you. It's a lot of times what happens is maybe somebody with a good idea doesn't want to come because they have this preconceived notion that, well, I should only go and talk to somebody about starting a business when I have a business, which is when we don't want to see them. We'd love to see them beforehand many times in the college space. Because a lot of times they may not even know what they have. They may not know how to think about it. And it's really great to work with students early on like that. I also do a lot of work in the I-Corps program at GW, and I'm the I-Corps site administrator at George Mason University. And in that case, we really want faculty to get to us early and to talk about their inventions and talk about the research they're doing, because we can really help them to actually guide their research and then ultimately help them down the pathway of developing a business model and a commercialization plan. So we'd really love to get those folks early. And a great example of that is a group that I'm working with out of George Mason right now, which started from, it was a PhD's work, just trying to get started on thinking through it. We got them into the National I-Corps program. They came back out of a $50,000 grant out of that. And then we helped them move the next step to write their commercialization plan as part of an SBIR, which is a small business innovation research grant. And they successfully won that. And now we're helping them to transition from that phase into their now going to market commercialization phase. So going through all of that with a team is incredibly rewarding and really what gets me doing this.
Bob, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
We have a philosophy in my program we do in Virginia, the ICAP program. And I always try to hold to that when I'm working with the students or faculty or just businesses that come to see me, which is we never tell people what to do with their business. I'm a firm believer that, if you teach a man to fish, he'll be a fisherman for life. If you tell him, if you fish for him, he'll never do it. And so the philosophy that I've always loved about I-Corps and the philosophy we take at George Washington is, tell them how to go about finding out what to do. And sometimes you give them a little nudge, but for the most part, rely on the person you're working with to figure it out for themselves. And it's a great filter that tells you if somebody's going to make it or not. And because, A, if the person doesn't go out and, follow the guidance or comes back too quickly and thinks they have a decision, they may not be doing the kind of work that's going to help them be successful. So when I'm working with students or faculty or people in the community, we always try to just get them on the right path, teach them how to think about the problem, and then see how they do. And the people that get it then are accelerated the way you want them to. So, that's my biggest thing is I see a lot of mentors out there in the, because mentorship's a pretty broad-based activity now, and lots of people want to be mentors to entrepreneurs. for great reasons. But I find that many times I have to correct what other mentors are saying, because the mentor will say, oh, you know what you should do? You should go do this. And then the company comes back and says, well, this guy told me to go do this. And the answer is, well, you know, why did they tell you that? You know, did they work in this space? Do they have a lot of experience? And maybe they don't know that you're trying to disrupt that market, and they might have biases about how a problem should be solved. Or maybe they know nothing about the market at all, and they're just telling you something that comes off the top of their head. So I always tell them, when you listen to mentors, listen not to what they tell you to do with your business, but how they tell you to go about doing it, or guidance into how their industry works, as opposed to specific sort of directive guidance.
Bob, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, the easiest place is to go find me on LinkedIn. One of the tasks I give students that work with me or people in my cohort is find Bob Smith on LinkedIn and you're halfway home, because I communicate mostly through that to the world, if you will. They can also go onto the George Washington Mentor in Residence page for George Washington University. You can Google it. It's pretty easy to find, and I'll be there. And I do open office hours there. But I would really encourage people to go to the website for us, which is virginiasbdc.org/ICAP. And we put on cohorts all around the state. So people that are looking to start their business, or people that would be interested in joining, maybe as an instructor or an adjunct instructor for my program, we're open. We'd love to hear from folks. And we're constantly expanding.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.